Are there any citizen comments? No? All right. Why don't I introduce the two new Youth and Governments Committee members here, Olivia Valentine?
Valentine.
Valentine. All right. And Martin, how do you pronounce your last name?
Blagoy.
Blagoy, okay. Well, welcome, and we hope you participate in our meetings.
Chairman?
Yes.
Which schools do you guys hail from?
I go to Tremper.
And I go to Lakeview.
Very good. Thank you.
We had to get a Tremper on here.
And I'm Ron Frederick, and maybe we should introduce ourselves.
Good idea, sir.
I'm Jeff Wamble.
Jeff?
Jeff Gens.
Terry Rose.
Patty Merrill.
Barna Bench.
Yasmin Ortiz.
John O'Day.
Ed Kubicki.
Welcome.
Are there any committee reports? Oh, all right. We'll move to the approval of the June 13th minutes.
So moved. Second.
Discussion, corrections? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Not opposed?
Did you guys say aye? Wait, did they say aye?
Aye.
So, item number six, the ordinance on the review of fees. Joel, is Supervisor Rodriguez is not here?
Don't see him. I guess, well, I didn't specifically communicate with him. I was expecting he was going to be here, so I don't know what to tell the committee.
Okay.
Good evening, committee members. You probably remember we were here 2 months ago.
Yes.
Discussing this, and after a spirited and fascinating conversation, we came to sort of a two-part solution, if you will, to the questions that that had come up. The first one was the memo that I sent out. It took me a little bit longer to get it prepared and reviewed than I was hoping, but I believe everyone on the committee should have received that when I emailed it out to the division and department heads relating to the new set fee for a single black and white 8.5 by 11 copy. The second piece of it was a request from Supervisor Rodriguez that we write into the ordinance some sort of regular review that we would undertake to ensure that we were continuing to charge the accurate and actual costs of a copy. There was some conversation back and forth about that, but I believe that we have reached an understanding that we would propose to this committee and to the board to say that every 3 years, Corporation Counsel's Office, along with IT, will undertake a review of those costs to see that they continue to represent the actual necessary and direct costs. Once that review is completed every 3 years, then the my office, or the findings of that review, will be shared with the county board chair and the county executive, who will then determine, based on whether there is in fact any change, whether any further action needs to be taken or any notification needs to occur beyond that. I don't know that it's necessary for me to come back to this or any other committee to say, nope, it's still 10 cents, you know, so.
So this is the proposed language that's in red, right?
Yes, the red language would be the addition, the new language.
Jeff?
I have a question.
Did Supervisor Rodriguez see what you came up with and what you put in red? And what
he did, yes.
He did, and he was okay with it?
Yes. I mean, the short answer is yes. The what you have...
I like the short answer. I'm okay with that.
What you... But you had to push, didn't you? You know.
I hate.
No, the language you have in front of you, I believe he has signed off on, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Question.
Ron.
So you're going to review it, and then you're going to adjust it without any board approval or anything? Or are you just going to, what is it? I mean,
technically, the board didn't really approve the 10 cents. I mean, it was discussed in the room. The committee sort of understood that. But what we told you was, based on my conversations with IT, it's 10 cents for a copy. You know, we'll certainly go through whatever we think is the appropriate steps. You know, I'm certain that if there's a change, we would notify the committee and the board, you know, at the same time that we're notifying the department and division heads that there's a change in what the cost is.
So we don't have to do this for 3 more years, then?
You don't have to do it for 3 more years, sir.
Maybe I'll be going on 3 years. I don't know.
All right. Any other discussion here, John?
Just to summarize, I would assume that then if there's any change, it goes beyond the exec and the chairman of the board, because we oversee the fees and the amount of revenue coming in, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, I don't want to look at this all the time, and I'm sure you'll probably just leave it the same. But, I mean, it would go somewhere if you guys did decide to change it, right?
If we found that the real and actual costs had changed, certainly we would notify this committee and the board.
Thank you.
I move we approve it.
Second. All right, further discussion then. Yes?
Just a question. This doesn't have any clawback thing for previous?
No, no, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, so it passes. And we'll circulate it here.
Thank you.
And we'll be gone then to the next item on the agenda, the resolution on the issuance of notes $16,620,000. And
the Canoosas are here.
Dawn, are you going to lead that off? Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For those of you that don't know me, I'm Tim Gunderson with Ellers. We've worked with the county for a long, long time. Prior to this year, Mike Harrigan was certainly a familiar face to most of you, and Mike did retire from our firm last fall, so he
but lucky him.
Me. Yeah,
good
lucky
for
him.
How's he doing?
He
right?
Said he's retired but not tired, so he's still
oh, that's
doing
good.
Some things.
And now he doesn't have any time at all because he's so busy retired, right?
Yeah, he's got his grandkids and everything else there too. So. But I'm a pleasure of mine to introduce you to my colleague, Joe Murray. Joe has joined our firm this last year. He was previously with Springstead. Joe has an extensive amount of county government experience doing municipal bonding for various counties throughout the state. So I'm pleased to have Joe as part of our Kenosha County team. And as always, we utilize anyone else in the office that can provide expertise assistance as well. But Joe will be
done
here with me on Tuesday as well. So you'll see him again and probably over the next few years.
It's not someone just following you around.
No, no.
He's not a Bear fan, is he?
No.
Okay.
No,
no I'm a Lions fan.
That doesn't even count.
Yeah, <I know.
laughs> That's fine.
That's the way everybody says.
That's like AAA. That's fine.
So Joe will be coming to involved when we go down to meet with the rating agencies in Chicago, too. So we're certainly happy to have him as part of our team. So. With that, we're here tonight to present two resolutions, and I'm going to talk about them separately, but kind of discuss them jointly as well. These are to raise the capital to finance your 2019 capital projects. The reason it's broken it down into two issues is we are issuing promissory notes, and notes finance the bulk of your capital planning. I mean, it's traditionally that you've done promissory notes. And those are amortized over a period of 10 years or less. And so they're paying for projects that don't have a useful life of longer than 10 years, and obviously many projects that actually do, but it's been in practice to use 10-year promissory notes. The second issue, which will be your next agenda item, is general obligation bonds. And these are amortized over a longer period of time. And back in 2016, I believe it was, you undertook a resolution for some major, major infrastructure highway projects, knowing that those were longer term useful life for that reconstruction work. So those were issuing with a bond, which allows you to amortize the cost over 20 years. People living here 20 years that will benefit from it will be paying for that cost as well. So that's why we're breaking it down into two resolutions. So we were here last fall when the county adopted their 2019 capital budget, and we had made an estimate of what that financing would be for this year, looking at what was in the capital budget. Now, these dollar amounts are slightly different, not significantly, but a little bit different than what the resolution you reviewed last year. This is now authorizing to proceed with the sale. So staff has graciously put together kind of a summary, so I'll briefly cover that so you understand what is different if you go back and look at last year's material that was handed out. So in the general obligation notes, authorizing resolution this for today is $16,620,000. So it includes all of the 2019 capital items that were in your capital budget. And in addition to that, there's $260,000 for the Cahaba High Impact Fund. The budget resolution allows language for the our administration to bond up to $5,000 for this purpose. So that additional amount was added into the budget.
$500,000?
Is that what Carter said?
$5,000.
$500,000. So we're well within that. Also, there's $1,565,000 to finalize and complete the ERP project. This was the new financial system that was implemented within the last year. So that piece will close out then the resolution that was authorized back in 2016 to undertake that. So they're actually raising the money to finish the final cost for that project. So that's the changes that are taking place in the note issue. In the bond issue, these are highway projects, so it includes everything that was in the 19 budget, which included the KR project for $3.3 million, the Highway S project for $3.4 million, and the Highway F project for $500,000. So in addition to that, there's a little increase due to the Highway S project. That was approved in 2017 budget, but never borrowed for. So now we're borrowing for that now. And that project...
Excuse me, are you just reading that from your notes, or is that somewhere where...
I'm reading it from my notes, which were provided by staff as a summary.
It's also...
In that page.
Yeah, this page here, you can...
What page?
What you're saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I just want to make sure the youth and governance can follow. Oh, God, that was terrible. Sorry, guys. Where are we? What page?
Blame it on
that. Exactly.
The project list is attached to both resolutions, but in the bonding one, it is definitely page 11. And you can see at the top the numbers that she is talking about right now.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that.
So, thank you. That's a good point. I was trying to be summarizing it. But yeah, so the detail of the budget is on page 10 and 11, and on the top of the page 10 is some of these additional items that are being added in. So to close out, the ERP project is listed on there, the bottom two in red, and then the other items are above that.
So the red is closeout money?
No.
Or is that new money?
Some of that is new money, but it's
the, so why is it in red then?
It's in red because it's already been approved in a prior initial resolution.
Right, that's what I said. We're going to finish stuff off with the red and the other stuff. Okay.
Yeah. So those were approved in resolutions that were either done in 16 and 17.
Right.
And
okay.
Everything else is in the 19 resolution.
Thank you.
Yep.
So yeah.
I got you.
We get lost in these numbers and we. Or too close to them, so it makes it easy for us to figure that out. But
yeah,
so those are the changes basically that are being financed that were approved in prior years beyond your 19 budget. And Patty, was there another?
Oh, Highway K.
There was those items that she mentioned increased, but the Highway K project was we were budgeting $1.1 million. For 19, and that project has been pushed back slightly, so some of the design work will be done to the extent of $250,000, but the borrowing has been reduced by $850,000 because we do not want to borrow the money if the project is not proceeding at this time.
So this is only spending $250,000 of the $850,000?
No, $250,000 of the original $1.1 that was in the original plan for 19. That $850,000 will be pushed off till 20 or 21 as the project comes together.
So we're only doing two.
Correct.
So I think in simple terms, as I think was previously described, is the list of the 19 budget is included, and then the additional borrowings that are from previous resolutions or that are outside of the 19 resolution that was adopted last fall are highlighted in red on that second page. So we're closing out the ERP project. We're closing out the authority we really had prior on the CABA, and we're closing out one small amount on a resolution that was part of the 2017. So if there are no questions with that, I would like to take a moment and walk through some of the schedules. There's a report for each issue, the promissory notes and the bonds, but the primary information I want to review begins on page 5 of the note issue for the 2019A. And these schedules are identical in both of these reports, so I'll just review all at once in this time. So if you look on page 5, This is the capital plan that the county has developed at this particular point in time, and this obviously, we know what we're doing for 19, but 20 and beyond could change depending on our future capital needs, but we always try to build a long-term perspective so you can see the impact of how your plans fit in with your debt policies. So what you're considering authorizing today and with the county board on Tuesday is proceeding with the sale to finance the 2019 capital projects. So the columns to the left include the notes and the bonds, and they summarize the total issue size at the bottom, the 16,620 for the notes and the 8,880 for the bonds. And then the future plans, again, are as we know them now, and again, they're subject to change as future budgets are adopted. Mm-hmm. If we turn then to page 6, we actually exercise and make estimates of cost borrowing going forward in the future. Somewhat conservative, we usually try to be conservative on our interest rates, but the primary focus will be on the first few columns on the left side of this schedule, and this is based on a calendar year. It identifies all of the principal and interest payments on all your general obligation debt that you currently have by year, and then we've put our estimate for the cost of issuing the bonds and the notes in this schedule, both the principal and interest, as well as those future issues. And again, we do that to kind of get a sense of where how this will fall into the long-term planning for purposes of budgeting and levying going forward. On page 7, then, it kind of wraps but this is the additional borrowing coming out to 2023. And again, we've made some estimates principal and interest payments on all of those. Again, those are subject to change. The 19, the only subject to change there will be the actual interest rates we get at the time of sale. So in summary then, on page 8, again, by calendar year, we've identified the total principal and interest payments, the total debt service. Now you have a few issues that are outstanding that you're receiving other sources that you're not levying specifically for. And you have an issue that was done in 2009 and 10 that the city of Kenosha is helping support making those payments. And the Brookside, revenues from Brookside are reflected here as well to pay for the borrowing that was done for the Brookside. And the other funds would be as if there's any decision for the county to support the levy with any funds on hand, or if we have a big premium in our sale pricing that's available in interest on debt as well. So what this schedule then shows is the total proposed debt, that's including all those future issues. We make some estimates of property values. There's some actual numbers reflected in here for the first 2 years. So you had a 4.59% or 6.42% increase in your property value base. We're making some projections going forward, and there's a pretty comfortable about a 5.5% increase this year. We've assumed about a 4% in the next couple of years. We've also accounted for what we know to be a couple large tax increment districts that are proposed to be closed. I think they're both within the city of Kenosha. So we've built that into this and are targeting a estimated tax rate and a remaining outstanding debt. And the reason we do this is you have a debt policy in place that sets a limit for that tax rate, and that policy has that targeted limit at $1.50 per thousand. And you can see that even with all these future borrowings, our projections are well within that. So that is in compliance with that policy. And we take that a little bit farther. There's a few other targets and benchmarks in your policy. So on page 9, it's really kind of recapping this outstanding principal and interest. We make a couple more adjustments to that outstanding debt to meet the benchmark in the policy. So we subtract the principal and interest payments for the City of Kenosha notes that were borrowed in 9 and 10. We subtract any debt service payments for the financings you've done for CABA, for economic development purposes, as well as the Brookside. We come to an adjusted outstanding debt, and your policy states that at any particular point in time, you don't want to have more outstanding debt than 0.8% of your legal capacity. And that capacity is 5% of your equalized value. So your policy has you at less than 1%, and this, even forecasting the additional borrowings, you're well within that benchmark policy as well. We do have a target for per capita. We haven't met that one for a number of years, and you know, I think our projections at the time were a little aggressive in terms of the population growth. So, but that's a target, it's not a firm benchmark. And then we kind of spell out the factors we're using. Your actual borrowing capacity is listed, that 5% borrowing capacity. So for example, in 2019, you could have $823 million of outstanding debt by law. You have 111, so you're well, you know, that 8.8% keeps you at that low level. So you've got, you know, legally $687 million of borrowing capacity, which of course you would never want to. Okay. Isn't that frightening?
Are there municipalities that take that up to the limit?
We have municipalities that take that up to probably 75 to 80% of that limit. But obviously it's all based on your tax base, so there's a lot of communities throughout the state that have a small tax base and it doesn't amount to a whole lot of borrowing.
I was just curious. Thank you.
And then the last...
Does that apply to towns and villages?
Everybody, yep.
So you have a small village that could get the cap.
Yeah. So if you've got 500,000 of tax base, you don't get much borrowing capacity for that. Mm-hmm. And yet they may have needs as well. So the last benchmark that we measure here is on the far right. Your expenditures for debt, your goal is that it never exceeds 15%, and we're assuming 2% growth in your expenditures every year to come up with this calculation, and you're certainly well below that 15% as well. So this is just kind of that check and balance to make sure that your capital planning stays within the policies that were adopted earlier by the board. As was mentioned, the list of capital projects is included on 10 and 11. The last page is all fun facts. This is the municipal bond trend for the last 12 months. And you can see this tracks the indices of the 20th year maturity. So, but a 10-year maturity would trend on the same line trend. So you can see in June of this year where we are in the far right, pretty low presently. Interest rates have declined over now. So it's a decent time to be considering undertaking your debt financing. So that kind of concludes my presentation. Again, those same schedules are reflected in the bond issue of mine.
All right, Jeff. Might be for finance,
or as well as you. I want to quickly run down some of these humongous numbers on this page 10. So countywide computer and telecommunications, what is it? That's almost $2 million. What is that bonding for?
And where are you,
Jeff? Page 10.
Yeah, top. I got that. Top, yes. Okay.
That's the IT, all the IT projects that are approved in the 2019 budget. So that's hardware, software.
Okay. And then simulcast system.
That is the.
That's the
towers.
The towers where they're talking about one on top of the public safety building, then another one that would be in the next block here.
Okay, that's the one we took that property for, right?
Correct.
Okay, Anderson Arts Building. Where are we with that? Did we just like do design and stuff and? Now we're going to start paying for it, or
this is
1.3 million?
The original project, I believe, was
4.2,
and we received money from the city, 2.5, and we had a portion of it last year.
35% completion right now.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, what's the difference between a courtroom and a ceremony?
Perform a wedding in one and go to jail in the other.
Where are you seeing that?
Does anybody know?
Yes, that's in Judge Schrader's courtroom. It's the traditional. Maybe it's ceremonial is the wrong word because it's used every day.
They call it ceremonial.
Yeah, it's just another courtroom.
Nobody
that's not the one we were doing with the CIA.
Yeah, that's what the ceremonial courtroom is. They're doing an investigation into what is that the money that was approved in the 19 budget that's being borrowed now was for the investigation and engineering stuff to find out what would be involved in restoring that.
And this restores it?
No. The amount in here is what, 350?
50.
350. That was...
To do a study.
To do the study.
That's to do the study?
Correct.
I'm in the wrong line of work.
That was a study for all that mess up high or stuff?
Yeah.
Correct.
But they have already been over there and...
And they may be working on it. They...
See, this is the borrowing for the 2019 budget.
You authorized the jobs in the 2019 budget, so they could start January 1st. We borrow it this time about every year. So we pay for what we need to pay for out of our current cash.
So we've already approved it, you're just finishing paying it off.
Right, this is the borrowing that was part of the budget as well, but the spending started January 1st. So the some of the projects are being worked on, others haven't been started yet.
So what would happen if this wasn't approved? All these projects that are midstream would be...
We would have a problem.
Okay.
No money to pay for.
Yeah, no money to pay for.
Okay, so Trent?
And that's been your practice, I think, for a lot of years, is you approve the borrowing, the authorization to borrow when you adopt your budget.
The night of.
I understand and I'm okay with everything, I just wanted that to be on the tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're paying for...
Okay.
You love, you know, some of this, a lot of this money's probably already been spent, now you're just replenishing your cash.
Right. I mean, we've probably approved a lot of these projects and now we're in the process of paying for them. Okay, I'm down to transportation. Is that our 12 or 13 miles of roads?
Yes.
Yes.
How much are we estimating this year?
I don't know. I think for this year it's the typical 13 miles.
I can look it up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And then these red numbers are all roads we're working on that we're finishing off. Because they're in red, correct? The 3 million, 3 million, 1 million?
The red numbers mean that we're drawing from prior initial resolutions. So those tie into the red numbers over here.
Okay.
So the 500,000 for Highway F is part of the bonding, and that's drawing off of this resolution.
In other words, we already bonded for it, and you're just pulling the money from it?
You've already approved the borrowing.
Okay.
Now we're borrowing.
Okay.
The project itself may or may not be complete, but is still intended
right.
to be completed this year.
This year, right.
Or at least this portion.
Highway F is closed right now. They're working on it, right?
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't a million over, but let's talk for a second on marked and unmarked fleet with upfitting. 856,000.
Sheriff's Department cars.
How many cars is it?
I don't recall that either. This is part of the expanding the fleet, so it's 10 or 11, maybe.
It's not 13. I don't
it
know.
Might be 12.
It's not. No, I
it's
don't know why the number 13 is.
I don't know.
I think it was about 12 or 13. That might.
It's usually.
Well, still trying to sell us.
I'll look it up.
It's a car to take home.
All right. Okay, I just wanted to know about those big numbers. Thank you.
Further discussion here?
I'll vote to approve.
It's 13 miles.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ron?
I'll move to approve the 1636.
All right. The motion is to approve the item listed as 7, 16 million, 620 votes. Is there a second? John? All right. Further discussion on the proposal? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
It's 16 vehicles.
Did you guys vote?
16.
Yes.
All right.
16.
Okay.
No.
All right. Ron, you got to listen for me.
Yeah.
First thing was
that.
Yeah, I know.
Work.
That's why I asked.
I don't know that.
Well, 865 divided by 16 is what? Or 856 divided by 16.
You know, while you're 30. Doing the math, I just also
it's
want
like
to
like 35,000, but that's including all the
856 divided by 16. Yeah. Is how much?
So we'll be back at your meeting on Tuesday for these to be considered by the full county board if they come out of committee.
Tell us what that means that you just wowed.
So each car here is 53,000 for a Ford.
I got a few toys on.
Isn't there a difference? Didn't we get trucks now? Two
we do
F-150s?
Yes. So it's larger, vehicles, and it's also includes all the equipment.
For a squad car? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
That's a big hunky pickup truck.
There's a lot of toys on there too, you know, there's all the.
But my understanding too, what about the decking it out, is that?
That's the updating, and that's included in that charge.
Right, but is that, are we prepared for that? Because these are trucks now versus a SUV.
We were.
Is there gonna be an additional expense because of that?
They know they need to work within their budget, so however that works out.
And that is actually my question, are they able to work within the budget to deck out these F-150s?
It used to be, when they were not expanding the fleet, they were many times able to use from the old vehicle and put in the new vehicle. That changed when they went from cars to SUVs, they didn't fit. However, now they're expanding the fleet, so the new vehicles they're getting, they have to outfit everything anyway, because they're not pulling from the old, they're adding.
So you don't see this as an issue then, really? I mean, they're gonna stay within their budget?
The big thing is if we see.
They're gonna stay within their budget.
Well, no, I meant, well, as their expert opinion.
So what does a patrol officer do with a truck?
Patrol.
Huh?
Right.
Are they fuel efficient?
No, well.
This is the first time hearing about trucks.
Yeah, it just seems like.
I saw them because, obviously what I do.
I've never seen a patrol truck.
Right, I saw the trucks, they're in the basement of the police depart, or the safety center.
They're in, okay.
They're in, some are in, I haven't seen them decked out yet, I saw them. They exist, I mean, that's where I'm at with this. I was a little surprised, I didn't know we were getting trucks, I thought we were getting SUVs, so.
I thought we were getting cars.
Well, I assumed they were gonna, I thought they were gonna be Ford Explorers.
Yeah, oh, you did. I guess that, I thought it was just a.
That was just my understanding, I mean.
Squad car.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever been inside a squad car with the lights on.
Add to the conversation here.
All right, go.
So just wanted to kind of let you know where we go from here, be back on Tuesday for the full kind of board discussion and review of these. And then we will have a meeting with the rating agencies at the end of July. We will be then taking this to market on August 20th. We'll be back at your county board meeting on August 20th with sale results, and you'll have money at a closing on September 10th, so you can just pay for projects or reimburse yourself for those who've already completed.
You know, these are, just going back to this vehicle, these are the kind of facts that we ought to be told upfront, not at the end. I mean, we assume they're squads because that's what you assume that police officers.
In our world, a squad is anything, it can be a car, it can be an SUV, it can be a truck.
Yeah.
Or a helicopter.
Or, no.
No.
It's a vehicle for the road.
Yeah, but I mean, if they came through with 16 Mercedes Benzes, you wouldn't, your eyes would.
Hop up.
Hop up, you know, you would be objective. Those are the kind of things that we ought to know upfront.
Perhaps, and like I said, I was, I saw them, I didn't know that's what we were getting, I was as shocked as anyone.
But we depend on that.
But that's my question within the budget, you know what I mean, is it within the budget?
Well, probably is, but I.
You're a law enforcement.
I know, that's why, I mean, I was taking that as a message too, I didn't know we were getting trucks.
Orders are authorized, what's their volume, just how much they're.
No, I understand that part, but.
And I also, I do not know the details, but I do know that we put the budgets together now. We're putting the budgets together now, based on estimates of what we're expecting to do in the next year. So now we're putting together the 20 budgets, and come January 1st, 2020, things change, and definitely by mid-year 2020, things change. So by the time they went to order, did something change? What, I don't know that, I don't know those details. I don't know those details. What did they expect when they put their budget together? That's the dollar amount that was approved for them to spend.
How many trucks were there?
I don't remember, I was shown one.
I mean, a whole bunch of trucks.
I can specific, one for sure, could they have been in the ramp?
Two resolutions.
I looked at one.
There's two signed copies for each resolution.
I was down there with the sheriff, he showed it off and all that, and I was like, wow, you know, and he's basically showing it to me.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for that, so I'm like, wow, this is a beautiful truck. As far as the expense and the practicality, that's a whole nother issue. Like I said. So I hope, all I can say is I hope they know what they're doing, and it should be, I mean, I hope they researched and it works out fine. That's about all I know, is that they exist, and I've seen them, and I haven't seen them decked out, I just know there's a concern with the expense of decking them out.
Are they nice?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
All right, anyone else on this discussion?
Nothing but the best.
We're talking about the motion on the 16 million, which we haven't voted on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
What about the 8?
Now we're talking about the 8.
But it was included in her.
No.
No, I understand.
Yeah, discussion.
Yeah, but nobody's proposed the approval.
I did second one now.
Yes, correct.
Do you wanna make a motion? I'll second that. I make a motion, we approve the 8 million.
Is there a second? John, you did?
Second for the next one?
Right.
Yeah, and I had just a couple of technical questions before Dawn flies out the door. No, I know, we've been doing the bonding mainly in the summer. And I noticed, like, this chart here is showing it was lower then, but it jumped there in the beginning, you know, in the middle of the first of the year and all that. And we're back down again. Now, even the time lapse we have going forward, is that gonna pretty much stay, the rates are?
We don't forecast any major increases in rates.
In your experience, do a lot of the other ones, we picked the middle of summer to mainly bond out.
Yeah, and so your time.
A lot of people must be, you know.
Yeah.
We've been lucky or we've been?
Well, part of it's luck. I can print this for the last 5 years and see how that trend is, if it's consistently this low at this time of the year. But a lot of governments will borrow early in the year because they're not in a position like you are to have cash to kind of float you through. Now, we do work for Dane County, and they'll be borrowing the beginning of September. So they're on a similar cycle. They approve their budget in the fall, so they can start the projects right away in the summer, but they don't do the final borrowing form until later, because then they know exactly how much money they need. You know, some of the projects come in a little bit lower or whatever, they can adjust for that. So that's fairly consistent. So, I mean, this is a good timing for this. I can't say that it'll be like that every year, but right now, last year you did fairly well, and this year you'll do fairly well.
And the other thing, you in the past have looked at all of our past bonding to see if there was any issues that could be refinanced. We have done that in the past.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the horizon in that respect?
Nothing. And some of the, everything we'd have to refinance now would have to be a current refunding. In the past, we had the ability to do some of them in advance if we were in a low rate timing that we knew we had some more expensive out in the future. Now we're a little more constrained to the ability to prepay. They have to be callable. But we look at it every time we do your issues. And
you're still watching that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, always.
Thank you.
But we get better. In the past, we have had better rates. Now rates are going up. So,
well, rates did go up, but they've come back down a little bit. So you have some historical debt that's really low.
Okay.
You know, when you go back a number of years, it was even lower than now. But
right,
I think
when everybody was getting zero on their savings, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not getting much more, but a little bit.
How are we looking in the future? Are there any huge projects that are right around the corner? That you know of?
The remainder of Highway S is still going to be a big project. I mean, there's a lot. This year is the acquisition of right-of-way. Construction is expected to start next year and continue into the year after, and possibly even trail into the following year. It will depend on the timing of the project. Weather will impact how quickly things can be done. That is the biggest dollar amount hitting our infrastructure at this time. Highway K, it will be a significant amount as well. Nothing near what Highway S has done. But it's a larger dollar amount. That also will be spread over a couple years. And timing-wise, we did think the project would start this year. But then there were things that came about that kept it from moving forward. So that's why we didn't borrow the money, because now we're looking at possibly 21 or 22 for that project to start. There isn't...
What about IT projects? Are there any... Does Marty have something concocted that's a huge dollar amount?
Not that he has notified us of.
Yeah.
Okay.
That approximate $2 million is probably what we will see over the years for the projects that different divisions turn in to ask IT to do, possibly look at new software, whatever. Nothing to the extent of that project. But again, I can tell you this now, that we're looking at 20, and I'm fairly comfortable that that's what we're looking at. I don't know what will happen.
Well,
I
understand that. I'm just wondering if we know of anything that's going to be, you know, because I'd like to start seeing us, you know, wrap bring down a little, come down a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just why I'm asking. I just wondered if there's any other things that you guys knew about that.
Nope, those would be the big ones.
Got a question.
Yes.
That issue the judges brought to us last year about this problem they have in the, what is it, in ceiling in a courthouse or something? That was going to be a major project, wasn't it?
Possibly, but again, we haven't gotten feedback on
what that could
look like.
Well, that's a courtroom. That's a $350,000.
But that's just for a study.
This is separate. Remember the judges came and tried that issue? Was something in the ceiling or the attic or whatever you want to call it in the courthouse.
That's all the
that
same.
That was a major project that was really a disaster.
Millions, yeah.
And that looked like it might be $3 or $4 million from what I have no idea, huh?
I don't know at this point because we haven't gotten the study results back yet.
Because the study's out there, right? We paid for a study, right?
Yes, yes.
So we'll find out. There may be one that we, that may be one.
Well, if we approve that.
Well, I mean, you know, how much have we put in that courthouse now and all these other buildings? And if you got a major problem, you got to look at it. You can't just ignore it.
All right, further discussion on the proposal. Okay, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, it passes. All right, thank you, and we'll see you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Did you guys have any questions on that bonding?
See
how
you
it
Tuesday,
works?
Huh?
On an
we'll
overdue.
Have more fun then.
Oh, yeah, I have one question. What's the difference between a bond and a note? Excellent question.
A note is paid back over 10 years. A bond is paid back over 20 years.
Okay.
We use bonds to finance projects that are large, have a long lifespan, like roads and buildings. Yeah. We use 10-year notes for the majority of the other projects in the county. They may have a long lifespan, but we use notes for those types of things.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Joe.
Thank
you, Don. Tell Mikey needs to come down so I can harass him.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, we'll move on to the next item, which is the advisory levy objective, which we've been considering for a number of years, not to exceed 2.5 is in the resolution. Just inquiry, I read the attachments and what your points are, but the 2.5, or whatever we come to an agreement on this evening, that includes everything.
That includes the cost to continue and a couple of projections for revenue offsets, but it does not include the items that are in the paragraph on page 4.
Okay, where do you get that? I mean, I'm reading the resolution. Where do you read that into the resolution?
On page 4, it lists this does not include, because there's obviously when we're doing this, there's a lot of unknown factors at this point.
Yeah, you don't know new construction for one.
We don't know new construction. We don't know what any state budget changes that may have caused.
Well, I'm talking about the NOTLA here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the paragraph.
Juvenile placement costs, current bargaining union negotiations, and any wage increases for county employees. But this, if we pass this resolution, and I'm just firming this up so everybody understands what we're passing, we're not, it's kind of like the Ford 150 trucks. You know, we thought we were authorizing squads, and now we got trucks. I guess, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, it ain't gonna happen. And that's what I'm saying about this. So if we're saying 2.5, the way I understand it, that means everything.
So does that include, like, I know the Sheriff's Department is negotiating, like, wages and salaries. Does that include that?
I was going to say, Barna has put together these costs to continue. And it shows you what the impact of a 2.5 is. We were looking at potentially cutting $2.5 million from the cost to continue. And that doesn't include settlement of the contract or anything else that may come up that needs to be looked at with this budget.
So historically,
so we could get a budget of 3.8
or more.
Yeah, I mean, Not to tie any particular number into what a sheriff negotiation would be. I mean, it could be
the resolution,
right?
potentially.
But we're not, but this is authorizing, and this is what I want to make clear. This is authorizing 2.5, including everything.
Correct.
Wage negotiations, buying new whatever, building new whatever.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. This is an advisory levy.
Yeah, and you're merely saying in this note that...
That my projection here is not included.
You don't know what those costs are going to be.
Correct.
But this resolution doesn't authorize going above 2.5 or whatever number you happen to pick tonight, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
This is an advisory levy.
Yeah.
It's not set in stone. It is an advisory levy, an advisory, what the board is saying.
Yeah, basically that paragraph is saying that based on the estimates that I have on page three,
yeah,
those do not include those items in that paragraph.
Which would only, but if we say 2.5 or 2 or whatever...
It would have to include that.
That would include wage increases, that number you have here of 2.5 million plus would be a bigger number.
Yes, we'd have to make it fit.
Yeah, you'd have to make it fit within the advisory if that's what you're going to follow.
Correct.
All right. I just want to make sure that everybody, that we all understand what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Last year's was 2.5 also, did I recollect?
Correct.
Yes.
It was.
Was it 2.5?
It was 2.5.
Came in at 2....
Just short of 2%.
1.9 or something.
1.998 or something.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Just to remind everybody what we came in at. 2.6, you get 2.6, whatever you want, you know. That's why I'm voting against it again.
It's advisory anyhow.
I think it's a waste of time. I think we ought to, when I have the floor.
Yeah, and John, I don't know if you finished or not, but you did.
That's why I'm against this altogether. I mean, let them put his budget together and bring it in. I mean, we do this every year, and he comes in right just 1/10 of a percent under it, and it's just kind of suspicious that they can just make it just under that. I mean, I don't want to say anybody's juggling numbers or anything, but I think we should just let him come in with his budget and see what it is. And if we don't like it, we can change it to what we think it should be, and then we got to tell him where we want to cut if we want to cut. We don't know what our health insurance costs are going to do yet. I have no idea. We don't know what new construction is. We don't have any idea. This resolution was originally started, if I remember right, and I wasn't on the board at the time, because inflation or property values were going 6% and 7% a year, and new construction was going nuts. Remember, you had the collapse, and Joe Clark introduced this as a way of saying, well, you know, every year we were going 4%, 5%, 6%. And if you were on the board at that time, John, maybe you were, and then they decided they wanted to get this thing so it would stay. We wouldn't use that new construction figure anymore. We would say come in at that, because they were always coming just under that new construction figure, which they say that your taxes aren't going up. So now we're still doing it. We're setting it at 2.5%, and every year it comes in a little bit under it. So I think it's a waste of time, and I'm not going to support it again.
Yeah.
I want to give the same speech Tuesday night, okay? That's all I'm
going to do. Happened up until last year, I agreed with you. But I think that if you take a step back and you look at this, it's a good planning tool. It allows the board to express the wishes of what it would like to see, and it allows the administration to attempt to adhere to our wishes. So I think it's a good planning tool. And after I complained and used the exact complaint that you did, where they came in right next to it, the last couple of years they have not, to the administration's credit. Last year they came in over a half a point below. Now this year we have negotiations with one of our big unions, and I mean it's gonna be a little bit tougher. But I think I've changed my mind, because I really don't want to go to the board floor and have a piranha feeding fest and be there for 8 hours. I mean, this kind of forces us to be done in committee, where it should be done, brought to the finance committee, and then have its proper process played out. So that's my feelings now. It is advisory. He could come in at 3.8. He could come in at 1.2. it's up to us to do our due diligence and look through the budget and see where we're at. So that's my take on it now, so.
Anyone else? Well, it certainly has had an impact on the budgets. I mean, we don't get budgets, which I don't think since they exceed that.
I don't think we've ever had a budget of anybody that succeeded it.
Exceeded the advisory
right.
levy.
Right.
Probably all of them that I recall were under.
In the last 10 years, the average levy increase was 2.22% in the last 10 years.
We've had resolutions which have been under 2.5.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a zero when I was chair.
Yeah, there was a zero.
Well, it's
just saying. Just saying.
You were on a tight ship. We had to bring our own pens then, too.
And your own water,
yeah,
too.
Your own water.
Yeah, BYO on the water, too.
There's been a 2.87 and a 2.75 in the last 3 to 4 years.
We budgeted
you mean on the levy?
On the advisory levy. And
when did this come into play? When was this first?
I was always told it was when Joe Clark was.
I just voted for a gateway budget.
I think it was about.
We just finished our budget. I voted for a gateway budget that was up 4.5%.
I think Joe started.
Yeah, I know, but about 8 years ago.
Because the health insurance costs were high.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know how you're going to do it at 2.5.
I think it was before Jim Cruiser was the county executive.
You know, he was coming out of being a CPA, that's where it came from.
It's over 10 years because it's before Jim Cruiser was the county executive.
Yeah.
He's got it. Oh, look at the date on that. 05.
05. Okay.
That's 14 years ago.
This was the original.
Time flies when you're heavy.
Man, you are on the
Thank
ball.
Thank you, Joe.
You get kudos there.
What is that?
Beagle.
How long ago was
Beagle?
What is that?
14 years ago.
2005.
This thing's been in place for 14 years.
Yeah, well, and I've been voting for against it for like 3 now. So I'm
more than that. Man, yeah.
Well.
Because I don't think it's necessary.
Politics at its worst.
You want to look at it? We'll pass it on.
Sure, I'll take your word for it, Terry.
All right. Any other discussion? Any other proposals?
Edna Highland was clerk.
Well, if we just came in straight without having negotiations, I would be in the 1 point something. So, but with what we have to do, I'll make a motion to accept the 2.5 recommendation of the administration.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Now that may mean, you know, when we come to the budget, that we will have to do some cutting. You know, there's been very, very little. That's why the resolution has been important.
Well, we can do whatever we want. This is advisory.
No. Who seconded that, by the way? Ed.
Okay. Ed did.
All right, further discussion? All right, seeing none.
Roll call,
why don't
please.
We do the roll call. Jeff.
Come on.
Aye.
Aye.
Bill.
Aye.
Ed.
Aye.
Aye. So it passes 1-0.
She's out with him.
We'll take that to your negotiations. That's going to be an important point. All right, any reports here? Bills are being circulated, is that correct?
Yes, that's, I've already gotten those.
All right. Reports here. Sorry, do you have human resources, anything to say? No? Okay. There are a series of reports here. Are there? Those are pretty standard listing. Anything else that we want to add? Okay.
No.
Move to adjourn.
All right. Is there a second?
Sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. You don't always get this lucky to go home and serve
a piece of bread.
No.
See, I can envision a truck going down my hand with his lights on.
That sounds good.
And being chasing some kind of yourself.
It's part of that. Right.
I mean,
we still
roll anything like that.
Are we done?
No, we're not. We're done. Right?
Is the recorder off?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You know what that's about, right?
I meet with them. Me and Boyd go in there to meet with the sheriff. just about